Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Sacred Business Success. This is Michelle Barr, your Sacred Business Success Coach, Intuitive Strategist, and Mindset Mentor, bringing you ways you can turn your life's calling into a business you love, a profitable, freedom-based business, where we create a vision of the life we want to live, and then create a business that supports and sustains that. And that is what I have been doing and what I'm helping my clients and helping you with. I have a word for you today that I want to start with, because we're getting so close to the end of the year and we're getting ready for the new year. And that is, learn to be perfectly imperfect. I would not have gotten to where I am today in my business if I was not willing to be imperfect. Perfection actually keeps you from your success. I launch things when they aren't perfect. I try things out. I send things out. I put up my website, because all of that stuff can be changed. You can tweak it. You can change it. You can get better. You want to get the feedback. And you want to open channels so that the universe can connect the dots and bring people to you. When you sit there and you don't have any channels open, it's very challenging for people to find you. The more channels you open, that's both online and offline, getting yourself out there, meeting people, having your information, having your offerings, your writings, your video, all of that out there opens those channels. And it's all about stepping out now and being perfectly imperfect. I encourage you to have a plan. I have been talking to people all month long. I talk to more people in December than any other time of year. I think I've talked to over 40 people already this month. Line up what you're going to do so you are ready to step out January 2nd. When you wake up, you have a plan, you have support and guidance in place, and you are ready to go. If you have been skating along trying to do this thing without a coach, and you are building a business or wanting to build a business, that is one of your number one things to make a decision about. Are you in business? Are you doing this as a business? And getting a business coach lined up. I'm happy to talk with you more, help you see where you are wanting to go in the new year, helping you explore how I might be able to help you as a coach. I have several ways people are stepping into work with me, and then they're going to go enjoy their holiday knowing they have everything in place. You can go to my website at fromcallingtocash.com, fromcallingtocash.com, and click on the contact button and you'll see how you can schedule time to talk with me. I still have some times in my schedule and I would love to talk to you. Do not wait. This is all about making a decision. I've been using this month to talk to you about my main body of work, the body of work that was there even before I was doing business coaching, when I was doing personal and spiritual growth coaching. And that is mastering the art of taking action, how to take inspired action. And there's this process that I want to go deeper into today with you about when you're going to take action. You really want to learn to take honest inventory. This is a key in my life. It's been a key in my business. This is a key before you take action, and it's a key piece to incorporate into your life. Once I learned to get conscious and aware and take honest inventory, so much changed. And I'm going to share that with you. because we want to take inventory and you learn. At first, you're learning it and it's a new skill and a new practice. And then it becomes a way of living and being, so that now I'm always taking inventory. It's not as formal and it helps me move forward instead of getting stuck. With the new year coming, I want to help you learn to take honest inventory and move forward in the new year. Commit to taking that honest inventory, because then when we make a decision, we can take ownership of it and we're not self-sabotaging. We're not second-guessing. We're not getting in our way. And then we take action. So take inventory, take ownership, and take action. You really want to learn what this is about taking honest inventory and then commit to take inventory, to start getting in the process, to explore consciously what's in my world, what's not in my world, what's working, what's not working. To begin to look at where you want to make changes. This will put you in touch with your desires and lead you to your next step. It's an ongoing process. I'm always taking inventory on a daily basis. So now it doesn't bog me down or stop me in my tracks. I use it as a tool. Here's something really important I want to share, because I worked for over 15 years in mental health. I worked in a hospital psychiatric ward. I worked in crisis centers. I ran shelters and I had a private practice. There's a belief, a model that people were using when I was in that world. Oh my gosh, I need to see a counselor. Or, oh, I need to go in the hospital. Or something's wrong. I'm having a crisis. And so people would seek out help. And it's very valid. That help is out there for a reason. And there are times when people need that. And there are people that really need that. But there was this feeling of, I've got to go and just jump in and wallow in all this stuff. And it is painful. And I have to deal with it and put off what I'm trying to do in my life until I'm well. There are people that would come into the hospital and they certainly needed a respite and they needed to be there and put everything else on hold. There are a lot of other people who spend way too much time processing, healing, dealing with all this. And this is my life's work. I love it and it's important and I do it, but I have learned not to stop everything else. It really happens best when you're out there in the world engaging and interacting and showing up and being you and doing what you're here to do in the world and dealing with your stuff along the way. Not, I've got to deal with this and put off what I'm trying to do in my life until I'm well. We see a similar concept plays out in people's lives. I need one more training. I need one more certification before I can really be in business. No, you want to be in business now. The sooner you can start getting paid, one, paying clients will give you the feedback you need. Two, you'll be able to grow and develop and fully understand how you best do your work and who you best do it with. You really want to be out there with paying clients. That goes back to this being perfectly imperfect. So I saw this going on and I came across and discovered the world of coaching, and coaches have absolutely made more impact in my life. I have not been without a coach since 2009. I've had life coaches and business coaches. I have coaches now. So going into the new year, exploring, would a life coach or a business coach really help you now? More and more people are discovering what athletes and CEOs and leaders, political leaders have known all along. You don't always need counseling, but coaching can really help you. Now I live this totally different paradigm, a totally different model, and that model is I have learned now to read my environment, and I'm learning more and more about myself. And so I'm always taking inventory, and so it becomes less and less painful because now I spot it. I know some of my issues. I know the ones that get me. I know when people are going to push my buttons. I know when my stuff is getting activated and triggered. Now I see it coming and I can catch it more quickly. And it doesn't have to completely interrupt my life or take me down. Because of this, I also know pretty quickly what tools I have, what tools work best, and when I can use my own tools and plug into my community, and when I need to schedule an appointment with people that I already have on hand as healers, teachers, coaches, mentors, and spiritual advisors. I have this in place. When you're using your tools regularly, you get more benefit once you go to somebody to get help. Too many people would come to me in crisis. They'd been doing nothing, and then they want one contact with me, and then they're back out until they get in crisis again, because the minute they leave our work, they feel better. They got some insight. They might have shifted some things, but without lasting work on this and lasting change, they go right back into their toxic behaviors, toxic environments, toxic relationships, and toxic patterns. It used to be that certain people, certain situations, certain things could just pull me totally out of balance and take me down for a very long time. And now I get back up and I know what to do. I have filled my toolbox. I have the tools and I know what to do and I know myself better. All of this leads to me creating sacred success and sacred business success, success in my personal and business lives. We're going to talk more about this. Stay with me. We will be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, your Sacred Business Success Coach, talking today about taking honest inventory and moving forward. This is the best time to start setting powerful intentions for the new year and really starting to take some aligned action and moving forward. And in order to do that, we want to learn how to take honest inventory. And that's what we've been talking about as we got started here. And then we're going to talk about moving forward in any area of your life. As we're taking inventory, we have so many varieties of programs and processes and healers and coaches and mentors and teachers and spiritual advisors and guides that can support us. People always ask me, okay, now that my stuff is coming up, what do I do? I say you find somebody that resonates for you, that's speaking to you, that when you read their materials and information, when you listen to them speak, when you take advantage of their free reports, their systems, their processes, all of that, you feel like they're speaking directly to you. And this will change over time, every time. Find support, get it into place and plug in, then get on with it. Follow those nudges, follow those breadcrumbs. That's how I find my next teacher, mentor, coach. I'm going to always be a big believer in this and tell you that once I started working with my own coach, I have never and will never be without a coach again. It's that important. It's so important. So find and connect with that spiritual advisor, that guide, that teacher, that mentor, that coach in whatever way works for you. We're all different in the way we learn, and we need different things at different times. Part of being willing to take inventory is to really get in touch with what we need and begin to give that to ourselves, to learn to ask for it. For instance, at this point in my life, I only pick coaches who will really get in my face with me and be honest and help me see my stuff and confront me on my stuff. I still want somebody who is spiritual. I want somebody who is loving and compassionate. I also want somebody who can help me laugh at myself and my stuff. I know that I want this certain kind of coach because I get so clear on that. Some coaches and teachers and mentors that I come across, they're just not a fit for me. And as I get more and more in touch with my intuition and my own energy, I know what works and what doesn't. And I can feel when something is working and when it stops working and when it's time for the next step. I always tell you that if you're saying you're confused, you're stuck, you don't know, you're waiting for something, whatever that something is before you take a next step, that confusion is serving you in some way. That's part of taking honest inventory, getting honest that confusion is serving you. How is it serving you? Why are you holding on to it? This is all a part of this, taking that honest inventory, because once you learn what your stuff is and you learn to see it, the best part is when you get to the point where it shows up and you go, I'm not even engaging there. That's my stuff. I see it and I'm done with that. I'm not stepping back in where things used to. I'd just get involved and entangled and let it take me down and be all in it for who knows how long. You want to keep moving forward, even if some days it's baby steps. So after the taking inventory comes the taking ownership. I'm big on taking ownership until you own it and embody it. It's not yours. Before you ever even get into action, you're taking inventory and you're starting to own these things and be in the process. Some of them are painful. Some of the things I uncovered right away, I was like, yep, that's me. And others I had to really grapple with, really wrestle with. Huh. Well, I see that playing out over and over. That's really me? I don't know. Ooh, look. Oh, I don't like that. But it has power over you until you take your power back and call it out, and then it doesn't drive your bus anymore. You become aware as you see it playing out again, and as you look back over your life and see where these things, these core issues have played out over and over. It's when it's hidden in secret that things have so much power over you. Once you bring them into the light of day and you own them, you will find they don't hold so much power over you. And that becomes your strength. That becomes your superpower. It truly does. So then I'm taking inventory and I'm taking ownership, and you get to a place where you get so much more comfortable in your own skin. You're able to drop that baggage and you're seeing changes in your life, and the good stuff starts really showing up. Because remember, your stuff is just what shows up first, and it has a purpose. The good stuff starts really showing up. You get this uplift that comes under you, this energy of support. And that is when you're ready to take action from an empowered and intuitive place. When I talk about taking action from an empowered and an intuitive place, that's because there's a part inside of you. It's the part that's calling to you. It knows exactly what you need. It knows exactly what is right for you. It is you. On some level, you've planned all this. Do you believe that? You want to take action from that place of trust and knowing. A lot of us take action from fear, and we take action from pain. They've done actual scientific studies to prove this, and it's very interesting to me and very thought-provoking and life-changing. People will much more readily and quickly move away from their pain than they will move toward their pleasure. So we end up stuck in that fight-or-flight response, and then we're taking action out of fear, and we're taking action out of pain rather than from a place of power. That's why you want to get in there and take inventory and take ownership and clean it up. Learn to fill your own toolbox, because now that I have a full toolbox, a lot of stuff that comes up for me, I can take care of myself. And it's funny because this happens a lot, that I'm in the middle of something and then I say, what would I tell my client? And then I realize, oh, am I doing that? No, but I have the tools. Yes. I'll think it's time to go back and use my tools. And then I also have my own healers and my own guides and my own mentors and teachers and body workers and intuitives and all of that. And I know when to go to them for help. You start building this support system. The part of that I talk about is you build a community. So you have a place to go where you can talk about these things with people who speak your language. You become a each other. You hold space for each other, safe space. And getting in those higher energy places lifts you up as it lifts everyone up. It's very important. As you're cleaning that mental and emotional clutter, and you're getting stronger and stronger physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you start connecting with your intuition. The more you clear the clutter, the mental and emotional clutter, and you make these mindset shifts, these paradigm shifts, and you clean up your stuff, all of a sudden you can hear that little voice that's always been there. Now you can really hear it, and it comes in, and you're in your real power, your power as creator, not your power as rescuer, falling back into victim. Your intuition comes in, and now you take action. That is what motivates you. I hope it motivates you to see why it's worth it, dealing with it. Because in the beginning, taking inventory is painful. It can be, especially if you don't have hints and tools. Taking ownership takes a real courage and resolve, but it's so worth it when you're able to start taking guided, clear action from an empowered place, and things start happening. Things start happening in 3D, results in the third dimension, here in your physical world, and your life starts getting better. You're no longer escaping and coming back and escaping and coming back. Now you're living the rich, spiritual, fulfilling, significant, successful life you desire and deserve. You're experiencing the relief and the freedom that comes from your truth. You're living full out, authentically, expressing your vision, your mission, your dreams, and your truth. Within this, I had created a four-step process that shows you how to move forward and consciously create what you desire. My passion is getting people out into the world using their gifts. I've created a life I love that supports me, and that is what I want for you. That is my passion, and that is where I serve at my highest and best right now in the world. This is something you can do right now, starting today. And you can move forward in any area of your life over the next days and weeks so that you are ready for January 2016 and ready for the year. I'm going to let you know that if you want to take this further, I'm about to teach you that four-step process. You can go to intuitivesuccesscoach.com, intuitivesuccesscoach.com, and you can get my free 21-day email course that will work with you. So right now, that would carry you into the new year in a very empowered, strong, intuitive, and energetic way. And you just get an email a day for 21 days. It'll take you less than 20 minutes a day, usually 15 or less. And you can work with these principles. Intuitivesuccesscoach.com and grab that free gift, and we will be right back to talk about it.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Inspiration. Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, Sacred Business Success. We are talking today about taking honest inventory and moving forward into 2016 in any area of your life. The beauty of this is that when you start working on this at this deep level, there's an energetic piece, there's a mindset piece, there's a movement piece, and all of this together, doing the energetic work first and then taking aligned action, it will affect all the areas of your life. This works for people at very different stages in life, ages in life, interest and energy levels. Some people that come to me really just want to start adding that rich spiritual fulfillment and the essence of their gifts and all of that back into their life. Other people want to take it full scale and create a business and everything in between very quickly. The beauty of this is that you get to create your life in your own time, in your own way, and at your own pace. And it works perfectly for you. It's your journey. It's always your journey. Some people want to serve voluntarily. Some people want to continue with the careers they're in, or being that stay-at-home parent, or caring for the elderly people in their family. Whatever place you are, you can start making your life better. You don't have to wait until someday when all of that goes away and a big empty space opens up for you. I have had clients who in very small ways have added so much richness to their lives. You can start it right now. When you get into my move process, M-O-V-E, moving forward, I start people out very small, moving forward in any area of your life. It's best to pick one area of your life and then pick one very specific thing. We're going to start this process for you with the energetic process of getting an energy activation so that you really start getting this, getting in touch with this. When you start taking honest inventory, you don't want to always dive right in with the most traumatic, highly charged issues. You want to start with things where you're a little more neutral. Some things can just rip us apart. Some things just hit us hard and we can feel them and they eat away at us. You'll find the most significant, fast manifestation of what you want when you start with things where you have high desire and low resistance, and that way you can start building belief. Look, I created it. I can do it. I'll do it again. Begin by looking at moving forward in one area of your life and then something that you want to create that's different. The things that come in the fastest for me, especially while I was still mastering manifestation, manifesting what I want, were things where, oh, I wanted them. I wanted them really badly. I desired them, but I didn't have a stake in it to the point that I was imagining negative consequences if I didn't get it. I would come from the place that if I get this, it will bring me the most joy, satisfaction, and excitement. It will be incredible. My life will be so enriched. If I don't get it, it's not going to affect me, my family, or the people I care about. It's not going to hurt me financially, physically, spiritually, mentally, or emotionally. Tap into your feeling, into that energy. Start with something that gives you that feeling. Those are sometimes the best things to start with, high desire and low resistance. The things that cause us the most pain are the things where we have high desire and high resistance. These can bring us the biggest rewards. You just don't always want to start there, especially if you're doing this without support and guidance. Now I can bring in very easily those things where I can just get in that feeling state of this would be incredible. And if I don't get it, my life is the same and I'll try for the next thing. Think about that. You're going to pick this one thing. If you want to go through the next 21 days, the free 21-day email course that will help you move through this process in a guided way, go to intuitivesuccesscoach.com and get that. If you've ever seen one of those Wheel of Life, a lot of coaches and counselors use those, and they take that piece of pie, the circle, and then they cut it into 8 pieces. And there are some really basic life, different areas of life, some very different life categories that we would all identify, but you can really make it your own too. So you want to start by, which area of life do I really want to affect change in? What is my highest desire? And then what is something in that area that I want to change, that I want to create something different, to move forward into a better life, to get into motion in your business and your life? So that's the premise of working with this. Pick one very specific thing, one area of your life where you want to move forward. You've got your one thing, and you're going all the way through it, you're seeing results, and then you can come back and use this over and over again. So you stay with the one thing. The other thing we do is imagine a water hose, and it's sprinkling water in all different directions. We all have lots of desires. We have serious needs. We have wants. We have things that make us afraid, things that make us angry, things that make us happy, things that make us excited. When you're working on something like this, you want to get the feedback and be able to use the feedback, and you want to use focus, mind focus. This works with your subconscious too. You want energetic focus. You want that target. So you pick that one thing and you go all the way through with it. Then you can use this over and over again. So I always know a lot of things I want. I keep lists, and in the beginning, it can really help to write all that down. But for this, you're picking that one thing. And now M, the move formula begins with you making a decision. M, make a decision. An energy comes in that is so powerful when we make a decision. Once you make a decision, you make the decision to support yourself. I see this in people over and over again, and it really has become a big tenet of my work and something I emphasize to my clients and students. In working with this, make the decision and the commitment to support yourself. If you're doing it 21 days, if you're doing it 30 days, if you're doing it by a moon cycle, I actually run my business according to the moon cycle and the different energies that we're attuned to. I also know that 21 days, it is believed is what creates a habit, and there's power in working within 21 days. You want to make a decision, commit to it, and support yourself. If you want to say, this isn't working, I don't believe this, why did I do this? Or you get into self-doubt or blaming, whatever your negative coping skills are, or the way you deal with anxiety and stress, or your bad habits, suspend those. That's like asking for something and then telling the universe why you shouldn't have it. You get all that mixed up in your order. And what you do then is you create a big mess. That's why taking honest inventory is so important. Can you see that? For some people who engage in a lot of negative self-talk and self-sabotaging behaviors, when I ask them to make that decision, sometimes I ask them to hold that space only for the next 24 hours. Make a decision and then support your decision 100%. Sometimes that's all they can do. Then 3 days, then 5 days, then a week, and going on from there. How many people do you know, or how many times do you make a decision, and then as soon as the decision is made, you start second guessing, doubting, what ifing, and now you've sent that out into the universe as part of your order? I'm committed. I'm behind it. I'm making a decision. This is so right. I'm all ready for the next step. And I'm self-doubting. I doubt this. I'm second-guessing. Should I? Shouldn't I? I'm beating myself up. I'm berating myself. I'm comparing myself. And that energy gets mixed up. Those negative low-level energies carry a punch too. And they are so powerful when sent out in your order. Clean that up. You want to learn to put an order out into the universe and clean that order up. When you're in those lower level energies, you're in a very contracted state. When you're in those higher energies, you're in an expanded state of all possibility and letting things in. What will happen when you do what I was talking about is you'll start attracting back everything you believe that could go wrong or that's going to happen, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you say, see, I knew that would happen. This always happens. I never get what I want. I knew it wouldn't work. You get what you expect. Whatever you say is. Energy flows where our attention goes. Sometimes, think about it, we can have a desire and we flow our energy. I really, really want that. But that power-packed energy is behind. I can't have this. This never works out. I don't know how. What if it doesn't work? Oh, I do everything wrong. I never can make this work. More energy goes out in that. And then you're sending that out to the universe. It's a way that it works that we want to learn to work with it and see what we're sending out, because you will get feedback pretty quickly when you're sending stuff out. So many people just stop short of right here making that decision. So right now, stay with me. We'll be right back for more. What are you going to make a decision about today to move you forward in 2016?
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr with Sacred Business Success, talking about being willing to be perfectly imperfect and moving forward in any area of your life in 2016 starts with making a decision. A great example to what I was talking about just a minute ago about what goes out in your order and getting the feedback is when I would teach classes. In the beginning years of my business, I was still really playing with all this energetic stuff. I would have a classroom full of people show up for my workshop, for my seminar, my class, and I could tell right away what had gone out in my order. I might feel really good, like, I can't wait to share this information. It's incredible. I love it. So people would be beaming and they'd be saying, "What you said changed my life. And I got so much out of this," or, "I'm making a change," or, "You're speaking my language and I feel like I've got a healing," or, "I feel like now I have the best next steps." And anything I felt, such as I charge too much, or somebody is not going to be happy with this, or asking myself, are people really going to see the value? There would be that one person in the group. Someone in the mix would mirror that back to me as well. So when I was majority of that really high energy and just supporting myself and owning it and standing in it, that I would get back all the positive. And then those negatives were gifts. They were teachers. They'd mirror back to me where I still had some cleaning up to do. So someone would complain that they didn't get what they paid for, or it didn't work, or it wasn't valuable. And oh, if that is our fear, that will stand back out bigger than all the smiles and pats on the back and hugs and exclamations. Someone would have an issue with paying me, or they didn't feel it was valuable, whatever I had feared. I could tell how much of each energy I was bringing by studying the mix, the feedback from the universe, and that's so important. That's how I know that I'm still carrying those limiting beliefs, those fears, those illusions. So make a decision. And I am challenging you and encouraging you to stand behind your decision 100%. The O, the second step, is own it. Now that you've made the decision, own it. Who are you now that you've decided to do this thing or not do this thing? To be this person or not be this person? To have this or not have this? Who are you? And what does that mean? And what does that look like? What does it mean for you? What do you have to add and what do you have to let go of? You start owning it. A whole energy starts working here. You're telling your brain and your nervous system, and you're telling the universe and your higher self, you're telling everything inside of you and everything supporting you, I am this. I am doing this. I am having this. Own it. Then you start visualizing it in a very powerful way, V, that ignites your feelings, that involves your body, that works with your brain and your nervous system, and it works with your energy, and it works with your intuition. It works with your power. It works with your electrical system, and it works with your environment. All of this is going on at once. There is a physiological aspect, a mental aspect, a spiritual aspect, an emotional aspect. V is for visualize it. I teach a tool where you spend 5 minutes a day for 30 days visioning the essence of what you want and how you want to feel and how it feels and how it looks while leaving the house to the universe. And that's a huge piece of it. And watch what happens. Then the E, execute it. Now you take action, inspired action, aligned action. M, make a decision. O, own it. V, visualize it. And E, execute it. M-O-V-E. I always talk about do the energetic work first. This is what I have learned. Execute it is the fourth and final step. Notice that. you're doing the energetic work first. You're preparing yourself energetically, and you're getting in touch with the energy of what you want to create, what you desire. Then you're visualizing it. You're stepping into it. You're making it real. You're engaging yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then you're executing it, because now your intuition is coming in. You're standing in a real power, and now you can make it happen. So MOVE. And that goes back to setting a powerful intention for the new year. Looking at all the areas of your life. What's important to you? Where do you want to change? And of all of those things, what do you really want to change right now? What are you willing to change right now? What are you willing to take a good look at, take honest inventory with, and start really working with that? To learn to own it, to learn to make that commitment. So instead of New Year's resolutions, really setting some powerful intentions, and then don't just be sitting around, but making that happen, moving forward. This really works. An energy cup comes up under you. It changes you at every level, and it starts really paying off. It starts really working for you. When you look at that moving forward, that taking honest inventory, that taking ownership and taking action, and how that relates to the new year, the first place I start, and this is an exercise that you can really do, so you can get out a piece of paper, you can do this later, you can start doing it right now, and when we finish here, you can go right into it and sit with it. You can divide that piece of paper down the middle, and you're going to ask yourself two questions. And you want to ask these in an expanded, open way that you're ready to see and hear and feel and experience the answers to that. You're ready. So first question you're going to ask yourself is, what is not showing up in my world that I want? What is not showing up in my world that I want? And then just free flow, write it down. Make note of it. See what comes up. At first, it'll be some obvious things, and then some other things might really emerge, especially if you create a space for yourself. This is how you're going to really look at creating those powerful intentions for the new year and getting motivated by connecting to your desire. What do you desire that's not showing up in your life? What is not showing up in my life that I want? Connect, reconnect with your desire. Here's where you have high desire. Now, what is showing up in my life that I don't want? Now write these down. What is showing up in my life that I don't want? These are all things that you're putting in your order. It's usually very unconscious or subconscious, and it could be driving your bus. So you want to just get them on paper and really look at them. This is what is in the way of you having those things you desire. And we want to unravel to those core issues. Why are these things showing up if you don't want them? You are a match to them in some way. Your energy is a match to them in some way. So I encourage you to do these things. Take that first step of taking honest inventory and making this list. What is not showing up in my world that I do want? What is showing up in my world that I don't want? Connect to your desire. Start seeing patterns. Decide what support and guidance you're going to put in place for the new year and take action on it now. If you want to explore that with me, go to my website, michellebarr.com or from callingtocash.com. Click on the contact button and schedule a time for us to talk together. Go to intuitivesuccesscoach.com and start today on the 21-day free email course to work with this MOVE formula. It builds on itself every day. Stay with it. Do not miss a day. One of the things I ask you in that course right away is, are you merely interested or committed? What are you just interested in as you move into 2016? And what are you committed to? And what are you ready to do? Taking honest inventory, taking ownership, and then taking action, moving forward, make a decision, own it, visualize it, and execute it. Totally support yourself and stand behind that. If you can do that for 24 hours, then 21 days, and then beyond, it will become a way of living. This will help you get started, and do it now as you're moving into the new year. Thank you so much for being with me. This is Michelle Barr, Sacred Business Success on Om Time Radio Network. And do you know you can go to Om Time's Radio Network and you can get archives of all the shows I've done this year? Do it now for yourself, and I will talk to you soon. Connect with me on Facebook at Michelle B. Barr and Michelle Barr Unlimited. Have a great day and a great week.